Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All together, please. Om Jnana Timarandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didarti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savadutam Prajna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gubika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhana Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bevacha Padidanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 21. Today's verses are 3, 4 and 5, correct? So that's a lot of Sanskrit. So what we'll do is I'll read the Sanskrit once, then I'll read the English translation, then we'll all responsively chant the English, and then we'll move on to the next verse. So we won't use up too much time on the Sanskrit then. So, number 3. Tad vraja sriya ashrutya venam gita samadayam kaschid paroksham krishnasya swa sakibho nyanvanayam. So I'll speak the English, then you'll respond. When the young ladies in the cowherd village of Vraja heard the song of Krishna's flute, which arouses the influence of Cupid, some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends. Please repeat. When the young ladies in the cowherd village of Vraja heard the song of Krishna's flute, which arouses the influence of Cupid, some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends. So number 4. Tad vani yitam arabhya smarantya Krishna chetitam nakshanam smara vegena vikshita manaso nripaha. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. The cowherd girls began to speak about Krishna. But when they remembered his activities, O king, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak. So, please repeat. The cowherd girls began to speak about Krishna. But when they remembered his activities, O king, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak. So this is longer Sanskrit. Bahapidam nata vara vapu kanayo kanikaram vidrad vasaha kanaka kapisam vaijantim cha malam. Randram Venor Adhara Sudaya Purayan Gopivrinder Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Prabhisat Gita Kriti. So, translation. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue Kanikara flowers on his ears, and a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers. As he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints, he filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. So, please repeat, wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, a blue Karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers. As he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footsteps, he filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Purport Srila Prabhupada. The gopis remembered all the transcendental qualities of Krishna mentioned in this verse. Krishna's artful way of dressing and the beautiful blue flowers placed over his ears excited the gopis' romantic desires. And as he poured the nectar of his lips into his flute, they simply lost themselves in ecstatic love for him. So, makam karochi vachalam phangam laite girim yad kripa tamaham bande shri guru dinatarinam. So this is the wonderful description of Krishna and his devotees. This is the apex of creation. And though it appears to have similarity to mundane affairs in this world, where men and women become attached, through the Shastra and through the Acharyas, we understand that these Leelas are of a completely different quality. This is very important to understand. The descriptions of Krishna are not a poetic expression created by a poet in his imagination. The Vedas, the Puranas, the Acharyas, the disciplic succession, they explain that this is the origin of these mundane affairs. That the origin of everything is Krishna. Aham sarvasya pravavo matak sarvam pravatite iti madva bhajantimam buddha bhava samanvita. In the Gita and elsewhere, Prabhupada gives the example that we may be on a boat on a lake and it's a still day, there's no wind. So we can see the trees on the bank of the lake. And we can also see the reflection on the water. So which is the reality? Huh? This is the question. The reality is, the source is the original trees that are on the bank. the reflection that is temporary. Wind can come, blow it apart, ripples can come, and it is of a lower quality. The original trees, they're very bright. The flowers and the greenery, the trees, the birds, they're rustling with activity. Birds are singing. Monkeys are climbing. That is the origin. But the reflection is similar. It is of a lower quality and it is inverted. So this figurative idea, is meant to give us access to the transcendental nature, to make us understand that these descriptions, particularly in the 10th canto, describe the transcendental world. And if we approach with that understanding, even if it's not fully realized, but at least it is intellectualized, conceptualized, then we can approach the pastimes in the correct manner. As the phrase is here, the cowherd boys sang the glories of Krishna. That realm is the original realm. Lord Brahma in the Brahma Samhita says, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship that Supreme Lord who is Adipurusha, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. His form is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. It is the embodiment of eternality, knowledge, bliss, personality. And from that form, everything has expanded. In that realm, as we see here, people are completely devoid of the problems of the material world. In the Gita, it is explained that the materially conditioned soul, he has this mood, Ishwar, Aham Ishwaro, I am the controller, Aham Bogi, I am the enjoyer of this material world. He is Bahirmukh, he is not focused at the lotus feet of Krishna, like the gopis here, like the cowherd boys. Rather, he's focused on what he considers to be pleasurable to himself. This is the two motivations in the material world. I want to achieve which I consider pleasurable, acceptable, and I want to avoid that which is negative to me, suffering, problems. I don't have a conception of service to the Supreme Lord. I have the conception of service to myself. Now, we can understand that actually it is in one sense very understandable that the spirit soul in the material world who was Bahirmukh, turned away from Krishna. Why has he turned away from Krishna? He has turned away from Krishna because he does not accept the supremacy of Krishna. He wants to be supreme. Now that is understandable in one sense. In the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, there is an element of Purusha in the constitution of the jiva, because he is an emanation from Krishna. But he is innately Prakriti. So when the Prakriti means that which is enjoyed, Purusha means the enjoyer. So the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Purusha, and we are all His Prakriti. Three departments: Chit Shakti, Achit Shakti, and Jiva Shakti. Shakti means that which is Prakriti, that which is to be enjoyed by the source of Shakti, the Shaktiman. But in the material world, we have rejected that mood of service to the Supreme. And we fall into the material world, and we are surrounded by the material energy. Our consciousness becomes chittam, it becomes polluted by the three modes. And we do look at this material world, because in this material world there are two energies manifest. There is the chit and the achit, the conscious and the unconscious. And we are the chit, right? Aparyamitasvam yam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahava yetam daryate jagat. Besides this inferior material energy, there is a supreme energy, which are all the living entities. But prakriti stani kashati. But the thing is, they are superior. So when they look at this world from any material body, because they're conscious and they're looking at the unconscious, for example this microphone, it is inferior to me, we can say, for the sake of argument. It is to be utilized by me. It is dull matter. This table is to be utilized by me. This stand is to be utilized by me. This camera is to be utilized by me. The houses, the water, the land, the birds, we think it is inferior to me. So it is natural that I should be Aham Ishvaro, controller of this microphone. I control the microphone, I switch it on and off, I use it as I wish. And Aham Bhogi, I enjoy it. But there's a problem in that mentality. And that is in the Ishupanishad. Yes, Krishna in the second verse, or the first verse, he says, rather Vedavyas describing, he says, Ishuvasya idam sarvam yat kinchat jagajam jagat. Everything in this material world is controlled and owned by the Lord. He is the supreme proprietor. But I am thinking, I am the controller, I am the owner, I am the proprietor. So who's right? That is in the first verse. Umponapanapina Purnat Purnat Udachite Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasishyate. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he can claim to be the proprietor, the controller, and the rightful enjoyer, because he is the origin. We cannot say. I cannot say I am the origin of this material world. Huh? So how can I say I am the controller and enjoyer? I am subordinate. I am dependent on the goodwill of the material energy. I may have the conception of controlling and enjoying, but if I sober up and I see the world, I see I am under control. I'm very much dependent. And I am not the source. Lord Brahma, we mentioned Lord Brahma, he awoke from Susupti on the lotus flower, and the universe was not fully manifest. So his thought was, what is my origin? Huh? Why? Because he's in ignorance. He doesn't know. Huh? In this material world, people often come to me and they say, where are you coming from? What is your origin? I say, Sambro Bhagwan say aya. Everyone has come from God. What is your desh? I don't have any desh, they all belong to God. So in this material world, they want to specify a material origin, a material ownership. But no, that is superficial. If we go back to the efficient cause, rather than the material, immediate cause, that is given by Lord Brahma. When he came to enlightenment, then he spoke the Brahma Samhita. Anadir Adir Govinda. That original person who is his own source, he is the source of all other entities. Sarvakarana Karanam. And all arrangements in this material world, which we find ourselves subordinate to, if we're honest, they are at the root coming from Krishna. So that is a very special understanding. Because if we are to enter into Vrindavan and make successful sadhana and overcome this aham mameti, I want to enjoy and I have a misconception of myself, my role, we have to realize that Supreme Lord, at least intellectually according to Shastra Chakshus. We have to see through the Shastra. We have to see, yes, obviously I'm not the source, I'm not the creator. Obviously I'm not the controller. So I cannot claim that the purpose of my life is to expend enjoyment. My enjoyment, ruthlessly. And then I become subject to those six enemies. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy. Starts Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samudbhava. That the desire to control and enjoy, that is the root of our entanglement. But at the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what do we find? We find that that is iron, but the real thing is the gold, and that is prem. So where will we find that prem? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarakabanai Shravanadi Sudachitte Kiride Udai. It's there, it's in your heart, it's everywhere, it's in everyone's heart, but it's sleeping, it's dormant. Shravanadi, by the Navavida Bhakti, the nine practices of bhakti, Sudachitte, it wakes up, Kiride Udai. It is there. And what mantra is especially empowered by Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Shakti, Nityananda? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So if we learn Siddhanta and we practice Maha Mantra and we live a pure life according to Sadhana Bhakti, then we will see the Supreme Lord. And we will recognize, now there's a very, that verse in the Gita is very important. Aham sarvasya pravavo matak sarvam pravartate. Okay, Krishna, very nice. You're the source of all material and spiritual creation. But what comes next? Iti matva bhajanti mam. Those that know this, they worship me. Those that recognize this, those that realize I am the source, those that conceive this idea that they're not the source, but I am the source, they perform bhajan. Bhajam Govindam Adi Purisham. So this is a point to meditate, because in the Vedanta Sutra, yes, Janmadi, Atato Brahma Jignas. Now you're a civilized human being. Inquire into that which is supreme. What is the description? Janmadi Ashyata. The supreme is that from which everything has emanated. Amsarvasya Prabhu. Everything has come. And the Bhagavatam, Janmadi Ashyata, right? The first sloka. It is the expansion. So this is the root of understanding Krishna. That he is the source. And when we meditate upon this point, then we lose our envy. Because we realize that why should I be rebellious against the supremacy of Krishna when he is my father? Krishna says in the Gita, Aham Bija Pritak Pita. Right, we may be annoyed with our father and our mother. Oh, they made me do this, they made me that, they made me brush my teeth every day, they sent me to this school and I didn't like it. So we may have some rebelliousness. But then as we mature, what happens? We realize, well, they had their problems, but they were on my side. They wanted my welfare. So then we think, so we become servants of our mother and father when we become mature. Because we recognize our obligation. So when we realize that our source is Krishna, according to Shastra, Param Dharma, Pavitram Paramam Pamam Asita Devalas. All the Acharyas are explaining that that Supreme Lord is our source. Then we have to think, yes, I accept that. I accept that Supreme Lord because he has given me existence. We are existing not by chance. Some chemicals came together. We are existing because Krishna desired. So what a wonderful thing. And what has he desired? He has desired that we go here. That we go to Vrindavan Dham. Right? This is, next verse is, next chapter is the Brahmins. Then the lifting of Govardhan Hill. After the lifting of Govardhan Hill, the Brijvasis, the Brajajana Ranjana, they approached Krishna and they said, you know, Krishna, sometimes we think you're the local hero, but the way you were holding that hill, like an elephant holds a lotus flower, we think you're something special. Now, everything in this material world changes. So what's our destination? Now we're in Braj and we're enjoying the sound of your flute. We're going to the Ras Leela. We're seeing you go into the forest with the cows and the cowherd boys and your beautiful flute playing. But this is the material world, Krishna. We know everything is temporary. So, we're a little worried about losing you. Vipralamba, Seva Bhav, taught by Lord Chaitanya. Vipralamba. So then Krishna showed the spiritual world and he said, don't worry. You're my devotees. This is your destination. We will be in Leela eternally. Oh, thank you, Krishna. Because this material world, right? We're giving classes for 50 years on birth, death, old age, disease. But then when old age comes, we think, it's not theoretical anymore. I don't think that's a flower aeroplane. To take us back to Godhead. So we want to go there. Right? And that's what we should desire. Because we awaken Krishna praying through Loyalam. You cannot go to Kanyakumari and Badrinath at the same time. You are either going up or down. You are either going in one direction. You cannot be ambitious for Dhanam Sundaram Janma and then still be ambitious, I want to attain Prem. And that's what we have to have in mind. Rag Bhakti, there's two divisions of Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti and there is Bhava Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti is divided into Vaidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti. And then Bhava Bhakti is Bhava Bhakti and Prem Bhakti. So they are progressive. At the beginning, Vaidhi Bhakti means we learn Siddhanta. We regulate the senses. We chant Hare Krishna. We come to Bhagavatam class. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. We placate the modes. We chant Hare Krishna. We contemplate the Supreme Lord. We awaken. Iti Matva Bhajanti Mam. In the center of that, Vaidhi Sadhana, we should be maintaining and cultivating Rag. Vaidhi Bhakti can take you to Vaikuntha, Aishwarya Bhav, Supreme Soul. But we want to go beyond Vishnu. We want to go into Leela Maya Krishna. Huh? In the Dasmula Tattva, there's three aspects of Krishna. Hari Ishwara, he's the controller, he's the emanator. Then there is Paramatma or Vishnu, Sarva Shakti Imam. He is the source of all unlimited energies. But then Rasavai Saha, he's the source of Rasa. So that source of Rasa is especially manifest in Golok Krishna, Gokul Krishna. That is where the Rasa is. And it is access to that that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are giving through chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So we perform Vaidhi Bhakti, but we have one thing in the mind. I want to awaken that prema. It is there, but it is seed form. I have to water it. I have to make it wake up. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna, Arjuna, if you cannot think of me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of freedom, and in that way you will attain the desire to attain me. Because that's naturally there. The Son, the soul, wants the Father. We don't want to be absent from our family. We want to be surrounded by the people that love us, that we can trust. We have kinship. So that is, we are all Braja Jana Ranjana. That is, the family of Krishna is ours. He says, I am the seed-giving father. But to attain Vraja Prem, we take shelter of these personalities. Because Rag will awaken through Vaidhi, and if we desire it, and if we understand it. But Rag means attraction. But attraction always takes a certain mood. In the material world, a young girl sees a young boy, oh, I'm attracted. She's attracted as in a certain mood. The young boy sees the young girl, he's attracted in a certain mood. So attraction is not devoid of a particular mellow, rasa. So when rag awakens, then we should learn what is rag atmika bhakti. Rag atmika bhakti means the leaders of the different stahi bhavs. Just like Radharani, she is the leader of Madhurya Ras. Nanda Yashoda and the cowherd boys of the similar mood, they're the leader of Vatsalyama. And then the cowherd boys, Sri Dham, Subal, they are the leader of that Ras. And then Ratak Pratak, they are the leader of Dasya Bhav. So Rag Bhakti, Raga Nuga Bhakti means to follow Anuga to take shelter of the leaders of those rasas. So now, if we're performing good Vaidhi Bhakti, then our attraction to Krishna will be there. Oh, I recognize you, Krishna is my source. I'm thankful. We become attracted. We read the Bhagavatam, and then a certain bhava, a certain mood will be in our attraction. So that is the special gift of Raga of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that beyond Vaidhi, beyond the Vishnu conception, to enter into Leela Maya Krishna, we have to cultivate, we have to perform sadhana with the conception of a certain mood that is awakening naturally within the soul through that sadhana. And then rag, and then the devotee, and this is, you can read Jiva Dharma, all the writings, the Bhakti Sindhaba, all the Nij Ujwala Neelamani, how to cultivate different moods. Huh? This should be done under expert devotee guidance is best. Well, that means you can read the books written by the expert devotees. We shouldn't just think that means exclusively a manifest person. But we should know the process. And therefore, in this 10th canto here, we've been led through the Bhagavatam, right? There are 10 cantos. So each one is the feet. That's the first canto. There are 10 parts of the body. The 9th is the throat. Ramchandra is there. Before that, the avatars, the primary avatars, Matsya, Kurma, they were non-human. But then Ram comes. And Ram, though, he's the embodiment of morality. He has one wife. He's faithful to his mother and father. So suddenly we're introduced to the idea that the Supreme Person has a consort that he loves. Huh? And this is so attractive. But then we go to 10th avatar, 10th canto, and 8th avatar, Krishna, and we see that Krishna is beyond all mundane morality, because he is the source of it. He is the source of everything. He's sarva karana karanam, but he is not bound. And then we can understand Krishna's affairs with the gopis. We can understand the Ras Leela with the cowherd boys. We can understand Krishna's tricky. Krishna is a chore. But what is he chore? He is the chore of Bradharani's bhava. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna being a thief. But what has he stolen? He's stolen the bhava of Radharani, the greatest thing. And situated in that mood, he's giving that access to service to Radharani in Vrindavan, in transcendental understanding, to awaken our bhava, to awaken that Krishna prema within our heart, which is unbounded by any mundane considerations. Iti matva bhajanti mam. How? Maksita matkita prana bodayan. Right? And then you might wonder, I don't understand. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. That means with a loving attitude in one of those charibhav. Didami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyantite. And then next, tesham evan dukam patham aham agyana jamtama nasyami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvita. So Krishna, eko yo didadati kaman. Krishna fulfills all desires. We have to have lolem. But we have to develop that lolem on the basis of Siddhanta. Therefore, all the great acharyas or the six Goswamis, they've written commentary and they're all pointing out, don't take this as some moetic or mundane improvement of this material life. This is the real thing. Huh? So that is the construction of the Bhagavatam. Krishna's beauty is there. Krishna has six categories of opulence, right? Beauty is in the face. Left hand is renunciation. That is to balance virya, right hand. Opulence, the torso. Left leg, fame. Right leg, jnana. It is the form of Krishna. So the Bhagavatam, 11th canto, is the hair of Krishna's form, analogously. And the peacock feather is the 12th canto. So in the 11th canto, Uddhava is given, this is called the Paramahamsa Samhita, or the Paramahamsa Gita. He is given specific instructions that are higher than those given to Arjuna. And they are how to leave all this mundane affection behind and become a Paramahamsa. And what is this Bhagavatam second verse? It is those that are pure in heart, those that are Paramahamsa, they can understand this Bhagavatam. They can relish it because they have the vision of the transcendental world. And that will be given to you. Swayam eva spuryada. It will come. How? Jivado. You take nice prasad and you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So thank you for your kind attention. We have 5 minutes. Yes. Is that correct? My watch is incorrect.
My question. The inventor of this microphone helped us to propagate Krishna consciousness. The inventor of the microphone.
Excuse me?
The inventor of this microphone.
The maker.
Microphone.
Yes.
Inventor. Helped us to propagate Krishna consciousness. So he is also not inferior to devotees. Because devotees could not invent any such instrument. It is not continuing. However, devotees is an instrument to propagate Krishna consciousness.
Yes, those.
The inventor might have followed his regular principles also, we don't know.
Huh?
Krishna using his instrument for the...
Excuse me? Last bit?
The inventor also might be following the four regular principles. We don't know. And Krishna using his instrument for our Krishna consciousness.
Yes. That is called Yukta Vairag. Using everything in the service of Krishna and it becomes spiritualized. Well, that doesn't mean to say everything is one. That we have to understand achinta bheda bheda. Yes, everything is one, but everything is also different. There is variety in the creation. So, I am one with the microphone in the sense I am in this temple room. But the microphone is not giving the class. So, we have to understand the difference in potencies. You understand?
Yes.
The problem is that many people think that ultimately the absolute truth is nirvisesh, nirguna. It has no quality nirvisesha. Well, that is illogical, because even the existence is a quality, sat, that in itself is quality. So at its root, this idea is nonsense, doesn't make sense. But if that is nirvisesha without variety, where has this variety come from? So people speculate, or in ignorance, they consider this variety in the material world is not satisfactory, so they speculate it will be better if it's all one. This is very popular in Kali Yuga. Men and women are one. The professor and the student are one. The dog and the cat are one. Salt and sugar, they're one. But I put sugar in my tea, because it's not one. There is variety. And those that are enlightened, those that have studied properly, understand that Hari Ishwara, yeah, Sarva Shaktima, he is the source of all energy. But there are different energies, there are different potencies. And the Vaishnavs, they stress the difference in potencies. Yes, Mama Angsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So, but we don't say, oh, that means I'm God. Somebody could interpret it that way. We stress the difference because we want to serve. You understand? And then, by grace of Krishna, we can see variety. And we can be intelligent in our service. Huh? Any other question?
Second question. So you mentioned about six appearances of Krishna. Among them, he is mightier than anybody else.
Huh?
But how Krishna has become a rancho?
How Krishna?
Become a rancho.
Rancho.
He ran away from them.
That is his leela. Yes, he's Makanchor, he's stealing butter, but he's the supreme controller. He is the owner of everything. Sarva Maloka Maheshwaram. So why is he stealing the butter from the gopi's house? Because that is his leela. That is pleasing to the gopis. Oh, Krishna stole my butter. So this is all leela. So you read, you get Prabhupada's book, you read his commentary on Ranchor, and then you understand. You understand? We go through to Krishna through Acharya. Huh? Yasya Prashada Bhagavat Prashada. You get the mercy, you go to the understanding of Krishna through the sadhu. So reading the commentary of the sadhu, hearing from the sadhu, gives you access to the proper understanding.
Thank you for such a nice class. As you said, everything is coming from Krishna, and we try to apply the yukta vairagya, using our talent in the service of God. And we have that mindset also that, okay, this is what I'm offering to Lord with my talent. But in process of that service, the sense of I am doing this comes.
Kartam iti manyate. Well, that will be there in the beginning. Don't worry. You carry on with your service. And instead of living in your body, you live in your conception of yourself as the servant of Krishna. What's that verse? Bhuta Shodhi Naham Viprotanarapati Naipi Vaishana Sudra Naham Banindra. What am I? I am not this body. I am the soul. Gopi Bhata Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Anadas. So we have to remove the focus of our conception of self from the body. That is ahankara. Ahankara is defeated by vidya, knowledge, and contemplation of that knowledge, practice of that knowledge, effort in understanding that knowledge. And therefore, For example, in deity worship, we chant that mantra, it's called Bhuta Shuddhi. I am not the body, I am the soul. And then I chant. Then I'm performing yajna through my chanting. You understand? So before you do any devotional activity, you can perform Bhuta Shuddhi, you can purify your consciousness. This is sadhana. You have to recall, this is called buddhi yoga. Exert your intelligence into the correct conception. Understand? And then don't perform, I'm the doer. I am the soul in the body, and this is my offering to Krishna. Do you understand? You have to become, the devotee gets pleasure within. It's realized, that there's that verse also in the Gita, right? The devotee is active within, his pleasure is within, his aim is within. So the devotee takes pleasure in his realization of Krishna. But Bahirmukh, the materialist wants pleasure from outside. So the devotee doesn't follow that path. So we have to retrain the mind. You understand? Just what's that? The tenth offense is to maintain material attachment. So if you're maintaining the conception, I'm Bengali, I'm Orissan, I'm French, whatever, and you're chanting in that conception, you're maintaining material attachment. You have to understand, I am the soul. So I'm chanting as a spirit soul. You understand? You have to develop this Bhuta Shuddhi, Buddhi Yogam. In sadhana bhakti, you want to do this. So you do it Shastra Chakshus. Then you come to realization, then you get bhava, you get rati, then you get prem very easily. But if you if you run around, I'm not saying you, but if one runs around thinking I'm the body for 50 years, then progress is very slow. Huh? But if you get up in the morning and you think, I'm a spirit soul, you can have it in the mirror. You are not the body. You have to sadhusanga, asatsangi jagi. You have to be with people that remind you. You have to be smart. Yes.
In our devotional life, we can see other devotees are doing better than us. We get envy and jealous. Whereas in this chapter, we can see the gopis who are the topmost devotees. Even looking at the, when they see Krishna holding food and playing it,
Yes, so we become purified. This is important. 33rd verse, 39th verse of chapter 33 in the 10th canto, rogue, this lust in the heart. It says there that if you meditate upon the pastime of Krishna with the gopis, you lose that. You see? So the thing is, that's why we Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. The Bhagavatam is full of potencies that dispel illusion. Do you understand? Finish your question.
Yeah, so in that way, like instead of getting jealous, they were glorifying through you, and also they wanted to know what was.
Oh, yeah, well, this is it. Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say. That if we understand Siddhanta, like I've tried to explain, and then we read this and we see, oh, the gopis, they love Krishna. They're glorifying Krishna. The cowherd boys are glorifying Krishna. Then that is purifying to our heart. We lose matsarya. You understand? There's a potency there. Just like in the fourth chapter of Gita, Namam Kamani Limpante, Na Karma Phale Spriha. There is nothing that binds me. I do not aspire for the fruit of action. Those that understand this quality of mind, they also lose their desire to enjoy the fruit of their activities. So by meditating, this is what I'm saying, Krishna is the reality, their relationships with his devotees, they are the reality. So instead of contemplating the mundane affairs of this world, we have to deal with this world, but we contemplate the affairs of the spiritual world. Then we become purified of the mundane affairs. In the Ishupanishad, it explains this very nicely, how to become free. Chapter 14. Sambhutim cha vinasam cha yastad vedo bayam saha vinase namritum tirtha sambhut amritam ashnute. One should know perfectly well about the personality of Godhead, first point, and his transcendental name, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men and animals. So that's two things you should understand. You should understand what is this material world, Dukalayam Asashvitam. Then you should understand the spiritual world. You should gather Siddhanta on it all. When one knows these two, he surpasses death, and in the ephemeral and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it, and in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and knowledge. So this knowledge in the Bhagavatam, the Gita, and the writing of the Acharyas, it has the potency to awaken bhakti. You understand? If you learn how to drive a car, how to be a doctor, how to be a lawyer, it doesn't develop you spiritually. But by contact and contemplation with spiritual knowledge, once you realize aham sarvasya prabhavo, like I was trying to explain, Krishna has created me, how can I not recognize him as my superior? Right? Then that's the root of matsarya, gone. Then we can understand the transcendental world. Everybody loves Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, thank you all very much.